Foreman, USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hiya, gang, this is Marvin Miller. Yes, we're beaming another Command Performance your way. The next 30 minutes will be devoted to answering the many requests received from you, addressed to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And in charge of running the show tonight is a gal that's an order filler and an eye filler as well, believe me. After seeing her latest picture, Any Number Can Play, the GIs voted her the gal they'd most like to be with. And here she is, Alexis Smith.
Well, thank you, Marvin. Did you see Any Number Can Play?
Oh, I certainly did, you gorgeous thing. And Alexis.
Yes?
I'm a hot number and I'm ready to play. What do you say, huh?
Sorry, Marv. I'm cooking.
Well, then I guess it's still Wyoming 3379.
What's that?
It's the number I've been playing. However, tell us, Alexis, what's on hand at command?
Well, Ma, right now we've got the hottest act in show business. They've been breaking records wherever they've appeared. Right now I'm kind of proud to introduce the singing half of the team of Martin and Lewis, and here he is, Dean Martin.
Well, thank you, and hi, guys and gals. Thanks for inviting us in here.
Isn't he beautiful? Dean, I hear you and Jerry are doing great out at Ciro's famous bar and safe deposit box. You're really popular. All the celebrities tell me they wouldn't miss you.
That's right, Alexis. We could drop dead and they wouldn't miss us.
Oh, cut it out, Dean. The greatest people in show business are anxious to see your act. Oh, and right now, some of the greatest people on earth, our listeners, are anxious to hear your voice. So, what have you got ready, Dean?
Well, for Teddy Fisher and TFC Joe Rubens and for all the customers up around Fairbanks, Alaska, so with the help of our conductor, Dick Stabile, I'd like to do Kentucky Bay.
Skaters and a hummin', all that honeysuckle vine, Kentucky Bay. Sandman, I'm a-coming for this little child of mine. Leave Kentucky Bay. Silver moon, I'm a-shining in the heavens up above. Bobbling, semi-pining for his lady love. You is mighty lucky, babe of old Kentucky. Close your eyes in sleep. Fly away. Fly away, Kentucky, babe. Fly away to rest. Oh, fly away. Lay your little curly head on your mammy's breast. Thank you.
That was wonderful, Dean. That was so beautiful, I've got to go somewhere and cry.
Well, I get exactly the same reaction from Toscanini.
Say, Dean, about the skinny young fellow who's tugging at your waistcoat.
That's the brainy member of our team, Master Jerry Lewis. Mother Nature's revenge on Peeping Tom.
Here you go. You're picking on me again.
Nah, don't start crying. I'm sorry I said that, Jerry.
Everybody's against me. Even Alexis Smith. Alexis walked off the stage when I came on. I bet she doesn't even want to see me.
she's only powdering her lipstick. She'll be back in a second.
No, she won't. She doesn't want to see me ever.
Oh, Jerry.
I'm all washed up. I'm finished.
Now, Jerry, straighten up and stop that crying instantly, do you hear?
Okay, Dean. Anything you say. I'll stop.
And stop that sniffling, too.
Now you don't like me either. God, Dean, I can hardly wait to meet Miss Alexis Smith. What a gal. Boy, this girl will go crazy over me.
Oh, not with sweet Madness Martin around. Remember what the girls say. One kiss of Dean's knocks Colleen's flat on their jeans.
Yeah, but one from Jerry will ferry Mary clear over to Tipperary.
It's useless to try and compete with me, Germ. You know, my kiss is murder.
Yeah, and what a horrible way to die.
You see, you guys haven't got a chance of getting in her dressing room. Now, if you were only famous people, you know, like movie stars, like then you could just walk right in.
Famous people? Sure, that's an idea. Hey, I'll go. I can be Cary Grant. We'll find it, huh? Hey, Ellie, this is Cary Grant. I have a few minutes to discuss with you. You're busy now.
Are you sure it's Cary Grant?
Then of course it is. Listen, oh, Judy, Judy, you can't take a baby out of a man's life and expect him to go on living the way he has been. It's not right and it's not fair.
Hey, Dean, let me be somebody now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's my turn. Alexis Miguel. This is Barry Fitzgerald. How are you, Miguel?
Barry Fitzgerald?
Just come out here with Bean Grocery, Miguel. What do you pipe down, Bing? Alexis Miguel, what do you put in the camera? I don't know what I said.
Why, it's the Rover boys again.
Yes, and Alexis, I brought you a corset. A corsage. I raised it myself. How do you like it?
Well, it's, different. Say, how do you raise an exotic flower like this?
Oh, it's easy. You just put a sweet potato in a glass of water and wait.
Oh, Jerry, you've gone to a lot of trouble for poor little me. Tell me, do you really like me?
Like you? Gadzooks. Alexis, I think you are a very lovely girl. I hope that we will grow to mean a lot to one another. Really? I want that you should wear my gym shoes around your swan-like neck.
God, Jerry, what's the matter with you, offering a girl your gym shoes? What's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't know. Just youth, I guess. Mad, mad youth. Alexis, lovely Alexis, do you really care?
Yes, Gerald. I can't hide my feelings any longer.
Nor I mine.
It's you. It's useless to continue to fight it.
Shall we say Pepsi-Cola and madness at 4?
I love you all too, Scarlet, honey. And I wish that you would carry my gopher in your little old midriff. You little old. Tell me, do you all really care?
I sure does, Colonel. You're my honey lamb.
How's about a kiss, Magnolia? After all, Fry, my hominy grit, you are ravishing beauty. And Fry, my grit, your lips are just begging for a kiss. And Fry, my grit, I'm the boy who knows how to kiss.
Well, pucker up, Colonel, and let me have it.
Well, okay.
Well?
Spread me with butter, ma'am. You fried my grit. How am I doing that, Jad boy?
What do you say, man?
I said, how am I doing here with the grit?
I don't know. What did
man? You don't quite understand me.
Man, I don't understand you. And I don't understand how we got down south. Now, let's get out of there.
Thank you very much, boys. Thank you. Alexis, don't we have still another fine visitor on hand?
Indeed we do, Mars. He's here in answer to orders from all over the globe and from many a bedside networker. We've all enjoyed him for over 7 years on his own radio show, his great concert work, his RCA Victor records, and, well, now we can all enjoy him on the Service People's Own show. And I'm thrilled to be introducing the popular leading baritone of the Metropolitan Opera, Robert Merrill.
Thanks a lot. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Robert. Do you know the madman here?
Well, of course.
Yeah, we,
Robert, didn't I see you and Alexis at Cyril's last night?
Yeah, and I loved your singing, Dean. Alexis, wasn't he great?
I don't know. I couldn't hear. It was so noisy.
Oh, was it noisy?
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember every time Dean sang, you kept dropping silverware on the floor?
Well, now, that's a fine way to act. After all, Mr. Merrill, when you sing, I applaud as loud as I can.
You do?
Yeah, all through your number.
Boys, let's not crowd. You're both talented in different ways. Now, where did you brilliant people study?
Well, I received vocal instruction from Juilliard and had 12 years of postgraduate work with L'Institut de Paris.
Oh, wonderful. I attended the Metropolitan Conservatory and I was associated with Lynn Fontaine on the legitimate stage.
One night I sat right in the front row watching Gypsy Rose Lee.
All right, Robert, I'm sure the gang at the VA hospital in Bedford, Massachusetts, would love to hear a sample of what you learned. So what's it going to be?
Well, with Michelle Carrier and the orchestra, I'd like to sing Song of the Open Road. Maestro?
What in the world could be so sweet as the thunder and clatter of horses, the speed and the song?
Wonderful, and we'll see you later. And now, gang, it's time for our feature presentation.
Yes, our drama tonight is truly an exciting one. We're presenting the story of His Famous Highness, the Sheikh of Araby.
Well, that's great, kids. Just a sight for me. That's my meat.
It's the story of a great lover, desired by all girls. He's brave and handsome and wonderful.
It's ideal. That's my me.
He has 300 beautiful, captivating wives.
That's my me.
The chief will, of course, be played by Jerry Lewis. Dean Martin will be his grand vizier, who can't get himself a girl.
Shake hands with a vegetarian.
Dean, Martin Miller, will you set the scene?
Gladly. The scene of our epic is the magnificent palace of the Sheikh of Araby, Jerry Abu Ben Lewis. The palace built for Jerry Ben Lewis by his father, Abu Ben Smokin' Lucky, is now under 20 years. We find the Sheikh surrounded by his harem of beautiful girls. He looks to his right and to his left and sees nothing but desirable women. He looks behind him and before him and sees nothing but luscious girls. He exclaims,
Dad, what monotony. Day after day, surrounded by nothing but beautiful women. I'll probably die from sheer boredom. I think I'll join the Navy so I won't have women on my mind all the time.
Beg pardon, oh desirable one.
Ah, it's Dean Martin, my grand vizier. I pronounce that right.
Now, attentively, poor O Angel's Delight, as of 10 o'clock this morning, you have 300 wives.
Ah, those 300 wives are a problem. Listen. Nothing to do but make love to 300 most beautiful broads in the world. To kiss 300 passionate pairs of lips. To caress 300 shimmering shapes. To dally with 300 luscious cookies whose eyes say, take me, you know I'm yours.
Oh, desirable one, why don't you follow the example of the illustrious doctor, Sheikh Ali Ben Boulevard? This morning he traded his 300 wives for 150 camels.
Traded 300 wives for 150 camels. I thought doctors liked women.
No, contraire, fabulous one. Among doctors who know women best, it's camels 2-1.
Oh, I beg pardon. Aloha, dear husband.
It is I, devoted wife number 275.
Well, don't just stand there. Advance and be recognized.
My beloved,
it is our anniversary, so I brought you a present. Look, it is a new pipe, a hookah.
A what?
A hookah, a hookah.
Well, stop honking. I'll get out of the way.
Oh. Oh, fat-headed one. Oh, fat-headed one, here comes wife number 77B, Fatima Foray.
Your greetings, adorable. Oh, my Sultan, I love you so, because you've been such a good husband to me. You never try to sneak out of the house with a boy.
I know, with 300 wives, all the boys try to sneak into the house with me. Oh, well, thank goodness you're all faithful to me.
Yes, we are faithful. Hello? Oh, hello, Errol. Well, honey, in the garden behind the minaret? At 8 o'clock? With a jug of wine? Well, I'll be there with Pabulon. Oh, so long till then, honey, darling. Precious sugar pie, dreamboat, dearie.
Who was that?
Wrong number.
And, Sheik, here's your favorite wife and my favorite dish. Alexis Ben Necht every night.
Sultan, darling, this is our wedding anniversary. You may kiss me on the forehead.
Forehead? Alexis, we've been married 8 years. I got right. I want to kiss your cheek. Alexis, may I kiss your cheek?
Gladly, dear husband. for I am completely yours. Ask anything of me, and in any language the answer will be CC, ya-ya, wee-wee.
Well, don't beat around the bush. Answer yes or no.
I'm going to go and take off my lipstick.
Ah, Grand Vizier. You don't know the troubles I've got being stuck with 300 wives. What'll I do?
Why don't you stick me with a couple of them, Jer?
Greetings, oh fabulous one.
Oh, it's the talent scout for your harem. Marvin been slapped 300 times.
Have you found new poultry shoes for my harem, old friend?
I found a beauty indeed, oh chic. A ravishing creature who is beyond compare.
Ah, my faithful lieutenant, tell me more.
Well, I saw this babe having a nectar phosphate at the thrifty drugstore. I looked her over carefully for you.
Yeah?
Then she walked down the street and turned into the park. I followed her for you.
Yeah?
Then she sat down in the shade of a shish kebab. I sat down beside her for you.
Yeah?
Then she put her arms around me. She whispered sweet nattings into my ear. I held her close.
For me?
Right then I went into business for myself.
Dean, that babe sounds wonderful. I gotta get her telephone number.
Well, I got it, Sheik, and you can have it on one condition. You gotta let me have one evening of ecstasy. One date with your favorite wife, Alexis.
A date with Alexis? Dean, what would you do?
Well, we could play gin rummy later.
Excuse me. I'll ask her what she thinks. Alexis is sound asleep in bed. Say, I know what I'll do. I'll put on some of my wife's clothes and cover my face with a veil. Then I'll pretend I'm Alexis till that monkey comes across with the dame's telephone number. Now, what comes first?
Oh, Alexis.
Take a minute.
This thing with the zipper is so tight. It has a two-way stretch. How do you get into one of these? There, well, I'm dressed. Now I want to send this guy. so far he never comes back. I better put on the most powerful perfume Alexis has. Let's see, what's this? 2 weeks in the Taj Mahal. I hear something more powerful. Weekend on the Riviera. No. Evening in Paris? No. Oh, here's something really powerful. 2 hours in Kansas City. Aha, here's the stuff. This tops them all. Red light at Pismo Beach. This perfume was so effective it was banned in Boston. Sorry.
Are you there, oh beautiful one?
Just lonesome and loaded. Come in. Come in, oh beautiful one.
Where's the sheik? Why, Alexis, you're beautiful tonight.
Ha, ha, ha.
Why, it's true. Why, you're lovely. You're married. You chew Bull Durham.
Only when the wind is right. Oh, darn, my toupee is coming loose.
Hey, Alexis, what's with your golden curls? First they're on the left side, and then they're on the right side.
Well, Mother was frightened by a railroad man. So whenever a streamliner like you comes near, it makes my wig wag.
And Alexis, beloved, I've come to take you for my own.
Oh, that horrible animal gleam in your eyes.
Come here, my dear, and kiss me. And this time it's going to be me, not the sound man. At last, I get to really kiss a woman on this show. Come here, me foul beauty.
Stop! Oh, man, it's such beef! Let me go! My voice getting higher. Let me go, please. You're cruising me with my pin money. Oh, you wouldn't do this if my jack were only here.
Perhaps not, but your jack is not here, me proud beauty. So I'm going to smooch. Okay, kid, pucker up.
End of a gay day with Sheik Jerry Abu Ben Lewis.
Now, hold everything. Jerry, how did you fight off the vicious Grand Vizier? He said your jack wasn't there.
True. But what he didn't know was that I had my car in the bedroom repairing a flat tire, and my jack was there. So I lifted it up and hit him on the head with it.
Marvelous Sheikin, fellas. Which brings us to encore time, when Robert Merrill puts a beautiful climax on the show with another fine song. What's ready, Robert?
Well, for Marine Sergeant Norman Lloyd and for all the music lovers at Percy Jones General, Michelle and I have cooked up the song from Yale University, the Whippoorwill Song.
The dear old temple bar we love so well. Seeing the whipping post assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing past its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, for the songs we love so well. Shall I wake thee, Norma Gurning, and the rest?
And that winds up another command. We had a lot of wonderful people on hand, what with Robert Merrill, Marvin Miller, the acting of June Foray and Gigi Pearson, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
And lovely Alexis Smith.
Thanks for asking us, everybody. Good night.
And the best of everything, wherever you may be.
Speaking, this program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.